Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's Eric Eager. Eric, thanks for joining us. I'll bet your mom and dad are really proud. Doctorate in mathematics, and he's talking about football coaches.
Well, I got to say, I mean, yeah, so... it sounds weird, but I'm football is weirdly more lucrative than being a math professor. So like in a weird, it's sort of like all the disappointment cancels out.
See, just keep buying them nice gifts for Mother's and Father's Day. You're good to go.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's awesome. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it very much, Eric.
Well, thanks.
Kevin Stefanski's in OTAs right now. He's going to be joining us after you join us. We're going to hear his press conference. You just put out your rankings of the six best head coaches in the NFL, or the rankings of head coaches, and Kevin Stefanski comes in seventh. That's pretty good after 1 year. What do you see in Kevin Stefanski, and obviously numbers-wise, that makes him one of the best head coaches in the NFL?
Yeah, I think even I would have probably had him higher, you know, had we had more of a sample on him. But you could tell, I mean, I you know, talk with, you know, a lot of people in the league, and I know that there was a groundswell of people in Minnesota that were a little bit upset that they won that playoff game against the Saints because, you know, if they had not, there was a bigger chance that Stefanski would have taken over as the head coach there. And he was, you know, with that franchise even back to the Brad Childress years. Very well liked, you know, very respected, and a guy who, you know, despite, you know, Mike Zimmer's success there, people wanted in Minnesota. And then he goes to Cleveland, and Cleveland's been a team, a lot of fits and starts, but they've, you know, I think they have good processes in place as far as acquiring players. And he comes in and I think, you know, is very data-driven, very, you know, makes smart decisions. I think 75%, he made the right decision on fourth down 75% of the time. A season ago, and he got a lot out of that team despite a lot of noise. They had the three games in the middle of the season where they had terrible weather. They had the one game against the Jets, obviously, where they didn't have any wide receivers. And to be able to weather that storm in addition to COVID, obviously, which hurt him during the playoff stretch, you know, I think it speaks volumes about how quality of a coach that is for the Browns, and probably the best one they've had since Belichick.
Yeah, speaking of that, Bill is number six. And what's the – not that I was saying what's the difference between Bill and Kevin, but what's the criteria that you use to rank these guys?
Well, Belichick's interesting in the sense that when you look at the – I look at a few things. So one of them I look at is how often you go for fourth downs when you should. And actually, Belichick has not been very good at that. I think since that famous Sunday Night Football game when they went for fourth down against the Colts and didn't get it and lost the game, he's been very conservative there. That's why he's not one of the top coaches, despite the fact that another thing I look at is how well you do in games decided by more than one score. Games decided by one score or fewer are pretty noisy year to year. So you can have a guy like Adam Gase take the Dolphins to 10-6, even though he's not any good, because you win a bunch of close games. That doesn't carry. Belichick, his teams have won. He and Andy Reid are the two winningest coaches in the NFL if you weigh one score games less than you weigh multiple score games. And so he's just a guy that, you know, eight to ten games a season, he's just leaving nothing to doubt, which is how, you know, the staying power of the Patriots for so long and the Kansas City Chiefs for so long. That was another criteria I put in there. The other one was how well you do at getting the most out of your talent, essentially how much, you know, at important positions, how much value do you get And Belichick a season ago, you're talking about a guy whose quarterback had like 8 touchdown passes, and they were still able to get 7 wins. You know, he's done a lot. He almost never has like kept highly priced players on that team, and still has won. So he has a lot of feathers in his cap there, but he's lower because in-game decision-making for him has not been that good for the last decade or so.
Eric Eager joining us from Pro Football Focus. About 4 hours ago, Eric, you put out your top 6 play callers in the NFL. Kevin Stefanski is not in the top 6. What did you see in Kevin, and where would you have ranked him if you had gone a little deeper than that? And what does he need to do to crack the top 6?
Yeah, I think he's in like the top 10 range. I have to look. The thing that's interesting is usually, and this is where like an Arthur Smith also gets dinged a little bit, but run pass ratio is something where, if you have they have explosive running backs and they have a quarterback who I think is good, but not necessarily in that sort of elite tier yet. The run pass ratio being a little bit more towards pass, I think would help him. And what we've seen there, and again, this is part of the small sample size thing. I think in 1 year, you can ride Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, but ultimately, even the greatest of running backs, we've seen this with Ezekiel Elliott, we saw with Adrian Peterson at times, the greatest of running backs usually fall off more quickly than we imagine them. And if a coach is not willing to sort of adjust the run pass ratio before that happens, then oftentimes you come up for air and you're like, well, what happened to this offense? It's like, well, he kept giving the running back carries, even though they had clearly lost their fastball. So that's what I have to see at Stefanski. I think them being a run first offense last season really worked. But long term, is that really the offense you want to have? And if it's not, can Stefanski run more of a pass-first offense and have success the way that somebody like Andy Reid has with the Kansas City Chiefs for the last half a decade or so?
Hey, Eric, off the beaten path here, do you realize some of the, the influence that Pro Football Focus has on the game? Like, I don't know that I would have even batted an eye at a guy like Wyatt Teller for the Browns if it hadn't been for your stats and you realize – wow, look how efficient this guy is, according to mathematics. And it's why it sent you guys a check yet. That was my other question. But I'm just curious. I mean, it's kind of unique, the situation you guys are in, because you do have a big impact in the game, and that teams do look at your research.
Well, it's also why, here's a tip. It's why I don't publish the worst head coaches list. because I don't want to be. And we've had calls from teams that you're sort of like, hey, how is this coach rank and stuff like that. But ultimately, it's really cool if you go into either, Chris Collinsworth's place, or you go into our founder, Neil Hornsby. There are players who have sent Neil signed copies of their jerseys to hang up and said, thank you for making the world notice. Because it is crazy. We have all these biases. I'm thinking of the one player, Chris Harris Jr. of the Broncos and now the Chargers, undrafted. If he didn't grade well for us in a few games, who knows if anybody would have noticed him, and it's stuff like that where I feel like a cool sense of being able to uncover the truth has really helped a lot of people financially, for example, like Harris, or, there are many other players who are like that. Wyatt Teller, as you said, where, you get to uncover that this person is extremely valuable for their team.
Eric Eager joining us, Pro Football Focus. We used to have John Dorsey here running the show. John, an old-time football guy, no question. Andrew Berry now in, a younger guy, probably more analytics-based than anybody we've ever had in Cleveland. Where should the balance be, Eric, between guys who know football, scout football, and guys who really watch the analytics on things?
Yeah, I root for the Kansas City Chiefs. I like Dorsey a lot. I think he did a great job getting that team out of the Scott Pioli issues that they had. But there always becomes a limit to these things, right? And I think that there's a good balance you have to strike, right? When Sashi was running the show in Cleveland, there wasn't a great connection, right? There wasn't people didn't trust each other because they spoke different languages, essentially. And I think that's really where, the balance has to be. There has to be a humongous amount of respect from analytics people for football people, and vice versa. And that really is where, you sort of have to deliver in both groups have to deliver. When an analytics guy says, hey, you know, Marlon Humphrey's the fifth best player on the board and the Ravens take him and he ends up being a Pro Bowler, that has to be acknowledged, right? Or, you know, when, you know, for example, when, you know, it was Sashi, I believe, Andrew Healy, who works for the Browns, you know, said, you know, Carson Wentz might not be what we want here. You know, ultimately, when that proves out, that needs to be a data point that everybody respects. And I think that, you know, and it obviously, when analytics people don't necessarily, you know, do what football people say, that hurts the trust as well. So I think it has to be like a mutual respect there. And I think that's being achieved in Cleveland. I mean, when you talk about organizational strength, I mean, Baltimore and Cleveland, I mean, you're talking about two of the top ones there. And I think it shows in how far each have ascended, especially because neither one of them has a Patrick Mahomes type player. They have good quarterbacks, but not like the Bradys or the Rodgers. And they're competing with the best in the league because I think organizationally they just do everything right.
Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus. We thank you for your time. You can follow Eric on Twitter at @PFF_Eric, E-R-I-C. A guy making more money in football than he did as a math professor. Congratulations on that.
Eric, thank you. Hey, Eric, one other thing. When you start to do Pro Radio Focus, let us know. We're going to bring you in for our contract negotiations.
Awesome. Take care, guys.
All right, Eric.
Thanks.
Or Andy, maybe we're not.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.